be a particular truth that we can pull from the scriptures today. It's that realization that faith is a gift that God graciously gives to us. So our faith is a gift. It's not something that we can earn, not necessarily something that we can go out and purchase. But hopefully it's something through time that can grow and be strengthened. I can remember when I turned, went into the sixth grade. And so the next, you know, in most schools, middle school, it's kind of checking out and getting the students ready for athletics, right? So whether it's volleyball or football or whether it's basketball or track. And so I remember going up to take a trip to the high school and went to the varsity weight room and just, you know, anyway, everything that was there, all the cool weight equipment and checking things out. And I remember they set us all down on the bench press. And I think I barely got the bar up, which is about 45 pounds. But as a sixth grader, I was pretty excited, right? But since the realization that we can't necessarily purchase more muscle that we are born with stays with us, but it can be expanded, it can grow. The more that we use it, the more that there is resistance in some sense that is put onto it. Kind of recognizing in life that there are maybe some particular things that we just can't pick up or we can't lift or we can't do. But through time, maybe through work and energy, we would be able to do or to lift more, to pick up more through that resistance and stretching and working out those particular muscles. And in some sense, some of us might do extra things to strengthen and build up our muscles. Otherwise, we use our muscles in the regular day life and they are there. And we use them and we engage them, particular things that we are doing throughout our life. So in some sense, maybe that same vision or idea also of our faith that is there and that is present. Sometimes we have enough faith to trust. Maybe we don't have enough faith sometimes to trust or to listen or to follow. Sometimes we do have the faith to love others and to forgive others. Sometimes we do have the faith to turn the other cheek, or sometimes we do have the faith to listen and to be attentive to others. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're connected and fall into ourselves, just doing our own thing. But that sense of faith that God gives to us and that is a gift and that we desire to engage it and use it in our lives. So maybe the particular word that I like to use is a sense of respond. How do we respond to the faith that we have, right? How do we respond to things in life with the faith that God gave to us? What are particular things that we respond to, right? We respond to the telephone when it rings, right? You pick it up, right? You respond to the soccer ball when it's kicked to you, you kick it back. There's particular things that we have learned throughout life, how we respond to things that happen to us. How do we respond when somebody hurts us, right? How do you respond when somebody hits you? Many times the response is, before we can think about it, is hitting them back. maybe not the best response is in sense of faith, right? So also, to be able to respond with faith is also being able to respond to recognize how we have been made, right? So we have been made to use the faith to love. We've been made to serve and to care for others, to go outside of our own selves. We as humans work best when we love others, when we desire to serve and care for others, when we desire to help others. We as humans work best in those particular manners, right? And so it's good to recognize, as faith grows in us, that we should act in ways that we have been made to act or to use, right? Our muscles are meant there to pick things up, and so we use those particular muscles for whatever needs to be picked up, right? So our own hearts and our own lives and the choices and words we use are meant to convey love, joy, trust, care, and concern of others. So throughout our own daily life, how can we recognize and use and engage the faith that God has given to us to do those particular things? Usually because of sin, we have a hard time sometimes loving others or trusting others or being compassionate or serving others. Sometimes we might be worried about what they're going to do back to us. And again, as this particular gospel today, it's stated that doing what one was obliged or given to do. So God will look at the end of our life to see how throughout your whole life, as I created you to love and to serve others, how have you used the gift of faith to do that throughout your life? Maybe very simply, God will look to see how did you love others? How did you resist maybe the temptation to respond in anger, or to respond with gossip, or to respond with slander? How did you resist responding in mean and hateful ways? How did you resist that to respond with love, as I have made you? To respond with care and concern, as I have made you? To respond with forgiveness, as I have made you to do? So recognizing the way that, again, God has made us, and that we may be able to use the faith that he has given to us to strengthen that ability for us to love and to care and to forgive. And as many of you know, you're giving many opportunities every day to do that, right? Maybe even opportunities right now while you're sitting here in the church. Maybe opportunities that you will be given as you go home throughout the day to respond in ways of love, of care, and in a forgiveness. And many people might not necessarily notice. You might not necessarily get a pat on the back. But hopefully what you do recognize is that when you do respond as God has made you, with love, with care and service of others, the sense of forgiveness and compassion, hopefully at the end of the day there will be a sense of fulfillment. When you respond throughout the day with sense of anger and sinfulness and hatred, many times there's not a lot of peace at the end of the day or at the end of the night. There is not much fulfillment there. But when you respond to the day's activities as God has made us, through that sense of love and care and service and attention to others, there will be a sense of fulfillment. There will be a sense of resonating of God's love and that faith growing and strengthening in your heart. So just encourage. May you come to recognize how God has made you and how we are best made to respond to the world. We are made to respond with love, with care, and concern. And as you do that, may your faith continue to grow. May it deepen your ability to trust and to believe in God and his plan for you.